Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We've been bringing you this show, Tesla Time News, now for 10 years. Every week, and for the past few months, we've been doing it even more frequently. We're honored that you watch it, and we hope that it brings you a smile, maybe something you didn't know before, maybe something useful. We didn't go to school to be journalists. I never wanted to be a journalist. As a kid, I was watching Mr. Rogers, and I loved it. As a father, I loved watching him again. So maybe something deep inside, like I wanted to do what Mr. Rogers did, to bring you along for journeys into my neighborhood to learn something new and to meet new people and share good stories. Today is one of those days that has unfortunately happened far too many times during our 10-year journey. Jesse and I find it very hard to smile and share good stories with you today because of the tragic news of the death of someone we admired, Charlie Kirk. Charlie's senseless killing yesterday hit us both very hard. And I've got to be honest, I don't think either one of us wanted to do the show today. But Jesse said to me last night, I don't know what else to say, but I'll be there in the morning, and maybe all we do tomorrow is talk about it. So we owe it to Charlie to talk about it. To me, Charlie was an inspiration, a fearless person, not afraid to get up in front of a campus full of college students and debate ideas, always with respect and with the goal of finding the truth. While we didn't always agree with Charlie, we very much respected him. Bringing civil discourse and reasoned debate to campuses throughout America and the world is a noble endeavor, and one that all citizens should respect. Millions of college students flocked to his appearances, and thousands of people have engaged with Charlie in spirited debates and discussions. Today, Charlie is gone because someone wanted to silence him. But Charlie's spirit lives on in millions of people, and it lives on here on this show. We've done our best to continue to bring you the news about what's going on in the world of Elon and Tesla and SpaceX and Neuralink because we think it's so important and because the rest of the media is either silent, inaccurate, or misleading about these topics. It may not be our best show today, but we will muscle through the pain and the sadness in honor of Charlie and because now is not the time to rest. A brighter day is coming, but we all have to work harder than ever to ensure that it does. So Elon reposted Neuralink's post that there are now 12 people around the world with Neuralink implants. Collectively, they've had their devices for 2,000 days and accumulated over 15,000 hours of use. We look forward to continuing to explore the possibilities of neural interfaces with all of our participants. And what excited me about this chart was just to see how fast it's growing, how many new patients are being added all the time. It might seem small to think about 12 patients, but just a year and a half ago, there was one. So, I mean, we're getting to the point where they're feeling confident enough to keep implanting this into people who need it. And I just think before long, we're going to know someone. Like every one of us out here is going to know someone who's had their life changed by this. And it's just an amazing technology.
And it's not just going to be, I mean, you hear about people who get knee replacements, right? Like I think that most of us have heard about someone who's had a knee or a hip replaced. And that's great. But usually it doesn't really affect us that much. Maybe they're out and about a little bit more, but for the most part, I don't think that it's going to make such a huge transformational change as a Neuralink might. Mm-hmm. In many cases, these Neuralink patients are not able to speak, and this gives them a way to use their brains to communicate with the computer enough to have the computer communicate for them.
Yeah.
And so I think that this, if you did have someone in your life who this may affect, the effect would be profound.
Yeah. So Elon was guest again at the All In Summit, as he has been for the past few years. He did a 45-minute interview. Here he is explaining his little side quest he took in Washington, D.C.
You're in Palo Alto and not Washington, D.C.
I'm at Tesla Global Engineering Headquarters in Palo Alto.
Yeah. So no more Washington, D.C. You're back at work. You're focused. Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't been to DC since May.
Okay.
That was a hell of a side quest.
That was a good side. Any lessons from your time in Washington, D.C.?
The government is basically unfixable.
Elon,
I applaud David's noble efforts in this. Yeah. It's good to have talented people in the administration. But at the end of the day, if you look at our national debt, which is insanely high, the interest payments exceed the Defense Department, War Department budget. They keep rising. So if AI and robots don't solve our national debt, we're toast.
And then he posted toast, because that's what's going to happen to our debt if we don't do something about it. So this interview was really fascinating, really stuffed in a lot of interesting stuff. Here are some tidbits that really interested us. Elon said that Optimus Generation 3 will have the manual dexterity of a human. And so I want to point out again, for people who don't know, humans have 27 degrees of freedom in their hand. You get 4 per finger. I don't even know what all of them are. 5 for the thumb and 6 for the wrist. So if you put those all together, your hand can do amazing things like play the violin and so forth. And so Elon said designing dexterous hands for robots is a very hard problem. Then figuring out how to manufacture them at scale is 100 times harder. And he pointed out in this interview that all of Optimus's actuators are made in-house by Tesla. And there are 26 actuators per arm that they're making in-house. Because I don't think about it that often, but a lot of what my hand can do is controlled from the tendons and muscles in my forearm. And just really incredible. He went on to say that once 1 million Optimus units are made per year, that the price will be around, he thinks, $20,000 to $25,000 each, which would be astounding for what it'll be able to do.
And this contradicts what we've just heard the other day, where it's like, oh, it's $500,000.
That's before he gets to scale. Like, right. There's going to be a lot of stuff that has to go into it that if you're not making many of them, will be expensive. That doesn't mean we're all going, oh, only rich people can have $500,000 robot. No, the point will be it'll get down to, you know, cheap car price. And the AI chip that he's working on for Optimus will cost around $5,000 to $6,000, maybe more, because this chip that they're working on now is going to get smaller. It's going to be one chip instead of two, and it's going to use a lot less power. And he said that creating Optimus is harder than making the Model S3, XY, Cybertruck, but not harder than Starship. And I found this kind of hopeful because, I mean, they're able to make Starship. They're working on version 3 and 4 that should be able to get to Mars. And if they can make Starship, then it seems like, and he said it's not as hard as Starship, then it does seem possible to make Optimus. Elon said that the forearms and the hands are the hardest part of Optimus at the moment. And he pointed out that the AI5 chip, which they're working on now, will be 40 times better. 40 times, not 40%, but 40 times better than the AI4 chip that we now have in our cars. It will have 8 times more compute, 10 times more memory, and 5 times more memory bandwidth than the AI4 chip. And he's confident that the AI4 chip will achieve self-driving safety 2 to 3 times better than a human, maybe as much as 10 times better than a human. So just the chips we have now. I was hoping that FSD 14 would come out in September because he had kind of mentioned that was a possibility. But on this interview, he said that it'll be released in a few months and will make the car feel sentient by the end of the year. So maybe we should push off our hopes that it'll come this month. Probably more likely that FSD 14 will come, you know, November, December. Now let's switch over to Starlink. We had talked about on the last show that Starlink made a deal with EchoStar, a $17 billion deal. I think half of it was stock, half of it was cash. And this would bring about some new frequencies. These are the frequencies that can actually talk directly to your cell phone. A lot of people are asking, like, can this talk to your cell phone through like a thick steel roof building? And it sounds like no. It sounds like a regular house, yes, you know, not like a tunnel. And so these new high bandwidth satellites will require new chipsets in the phone, and it's going to take 2 years to ship those phones. So this isn't something that's coming overnight, but eventually this new technology will allow basically a phone anywhere in the world to be able to watch a video. And so that led to the question that a lot of the people on the All In podcast had, which was like, does this mean Verizon's out of business? And Elon said, well, there'll be use for those carriers. It won't put them out of business, but you could have a Starlink phone. And he said, it's not out of the question. It may happen that we may buy a company like Verizon to get
their spectrum. So all this talk over the years of, you know, Tesla making a phone, it may be that Starlink makes a phone. And he did say you would be able to replace your Verizon account with a Starlink account, because if your phone could talk anywhere in the world using the satellite network, you wouldn't need to worry about cell phone towers.
And you could have a Wi-Fi network at your house.
Exactly. Then we switch over to Starship. Elon said there's only one version 2 Starship left. They're now working on version 3s. And he said that basically SpaceX will be recovering Starship and the booster next year, if everything goes well. Version 3, he said, is a radical redesign with the new Raptor engines, and initially will go through some teething pains, but will be capable eventually of 100 tons to orbit fully reusably. Talking about AI, Elon said the rough rule for compute is 10 times more compute at the training side. So think about like Colossus equals double the intelligence. And so you have to build a lot more compute to get double the intelligence. But that's a good thing, because think about it. If now we think of Grok as maybe an IQ of 90 or 100, doubling its intelligence would mean an IQ of, say, 200, which is super intelligent. So it's very conceivable that that's going to happen. And Elon thinks we will continue to see intelligence scale all the way up to where most of the power of the sun is harnessed for compute. And he said human intelligence is currently plateauing due to low birth rates and population declines, and will actually start declining. And Elon guesses that AI will be smarter than absolutely everything starting next year. And by 2030, Elon guesses that AI will be smarter than the sum of all humans. Really amazing times that we're living in. I urge you to go watch this interview. He really does save a lot of the good juicy stuff for the All In podcast, because he's friends with all of them, and they're really good at asking
smart questions. Exactly. And they don't try and get him on a bunch of gotchas and stuff like that. Check out this headline. The government is investigating Tesla over delayed reporting of autopilot and FSD crashes.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about it.
If you go to ground.news/NYK, you'll see that out of nearly 100 reporting sources that Ground News analyzed, less than 10% are coming from right-leaning outlets. Only 2 are U.S. outlets.
And again, depending on where you get your news, the story might look completely different.
Left-leaning outlets emphasize Tesla's alleged opacity and deliberate delays in reporting autopilot and FSD crashes,
while right-leaning ones focus more on the business impact of such investigations, highlighting the stock dip and regulatory pressure on Tesla as it aims to expand its self-driving technology.
This is the kind of partisan spin that fuels public division.
When news is filtered through political lenses, there's only going to be more outrage and more conflicts unless we have reliable sources of information.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time, they show you the bias, credibility, and financial interests driving the different narratives.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, to help people break free from the echo chambers and see the full picture. And we knew our viewers would love what they've built.
From their interest feeds that help us track developments on the stories that we bring to you guys, to their blind spot feeds that surfaces other important stories that one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring, Ground News has truly become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling that we were already doing.
Which is why we got our viewers 40% off the same unlimited access Vantage plan that we've been using every day. So that's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or scan this QR code.
Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded, and we know it'll do the same for you.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So Max DeZager, who's the head of Tesla's charging division, said nobody likes creating more accounts with payment details and passwords. For charging, this can mean even needing a third-party charging card mailed to your house. Starting in the Netherlands today, your Tesla app and your existing Tesla key card can start charging at third-party chargers. We'll expand this to more countries quickly if customers love it. To make ownership effortless, the Tesla app should really be the only thing you need. And if you're wondering what he's talking about, Tesla Charging posted this, introducing MultiPass. Using your Tesla account to charge at non-Tesla chargers. Simply activate your Tesla key card or use the Tesla app to start charging at non-Tesla chargers. Find chargers, start charging, and view charging history all in the same convenient location. Live today for Tesla owners in the Netherlands. More sites and countries coming soon.
And if you're like, that name MultiPass seems so familiar.
Lilu Dallas MultiPass.
I knew that was familiar. That's one of my favorite movies, The Fifth Element. She says MultiPass throughout the entire movie. I just love how Tesla makes things from humor.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, it's all been subtle
Lilu Dallas
Multipass
or not so subtle references to things. And I think that this is an interesting thing that Tesla is doing. It seems like it's a very European thing. Europe, by and large, it seems, has better charging infrastructure than the United States does, which isn't terribly surprising. Europe seemed to get on board with electric vehicles faster. They're denser in terms of population density. And so building charging infrastructure wasn't as costly. If you want to do it in the United States, it's a bigger realm to charge up. And so Tesla obviously took that on with superchargers, and most of their competition is pathetic. You've interviewed ChargePoint, and none of them drove EVs.
I know.
Like literally the C-suite of ChargePoint. You went to
the Netherlands,
and they were in the Netherlands, and they didn't drive EVs.
Right. Well, and we were at ChargePoint this week, and we had to like stop what we were doing and try and get our apps working because it's not seamless. And that's what turns people off, is that you might get to a location like we did, like a hotel, and be like, oh, great, there's a charger. But then after 20 minutes of like fumbling around and trying to figure things out, you're like, if this were just Tesla, right, it would be super easy.
Barely an inconvenience.
I think that Tesla is going to focus on Europe first because obviously there's better chargers. In the United States, I think that Blink, ChargePoint, Electrify America, maybe EVgo, those would probably be the best. I know that there are some more regional ones, like New York Connect is a thing.
It just would be lovely if you got to any brand and it just worked with your Tesla app. Yes. I mean, it would be it would be game changer.
The trouble is there's so many different kinds of charging companies, and I think that Tesla basically has to make a deal with all of them.
Sure, but you know what? When they get to some point where a lot of the big ones have, the other ones will have to join in as well.
Well, and it makes sense. It would actually make it better for them because right now it's like, how do you do a charge session with someone that you've never met? You either have to have a card reader, which gets expensive because instead of just having a balance and removing it from the balance, you have to like do a transaction.
Yeah.
And a lot of these amounts are just too small. So MultiPass seems like a really great idea. I'm really glad that Tesla is taking it on. I think also they can flip this around where you could have a Tesla account, not have a Tesla car, and still have MultiPass.
Oh, exactly.
And then every day that you use Tesla's MultiPass, they go, and by the way, you could save X amount of money if you bought a Tesla.
MultiPass.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. We'll see you guys over there. Please support the show and the work we do. And don't forget that we're giving away a Tesla Model Y front cooler. So if you want to be the winner, head on over there and enter to win. We'll see you there. All right, we're back from the Patreon bonus stories. Time for Elon's X's of the week. And God Saad said, a society that burns neighborhoods and calls for the defunding of the police for the guy on the left and largely ignores the public butchering of the woman on the right is one that is drowning in the infinity pool of suicidal empathy.
And Elon said, as God Saad accurately states, the West is dying from suicidal empathy. And I just want to take a moment and talk about this other horrific crime that I want to apologize for our last show because I hadn't actually watched the full video. And I don't, that one shook me to my core, and I was going to basically, we were going to start the show with that one. I'm sorry to bring this episode down yet again. Look, there's going to be a lot of people talking about it, and I don't wish anyone to have to watch the footage of the murder. But if you don't watch it, you don't know what you're talking about. And I don't think that people who have watched it are going to respect your opinion. If you don't want to watch it, I completely understand. There's no shame, and I'm not saying that you have to watch it, but if you haven't and you can't, I wouldn't have a strong opinion on it because you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's true.
It's available. You can go watch it. You should steel yourself if that is what you indeed decide to do. But if you are confused about what Elon is talking about or what other people are talking about or why they're upset, then you do owe it to yourself to find out, well, why? I don't want you to have to see that. So you could take my word for it. I understand why you wouldn't want to, or take Elon's word at it. He's a billionaire. We should hold him accountable or something like that. But if you watch the same video that I did in its entirety with audio, you are going to, but I don't know, you can have your own opinion about it. I completely will respect whatever opinion you come to as long as you actually watch the damn thing. Again, it's
not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, Elon posted 100% hate crime. J.D. Vance said, the big lie the Democrats told about violent crime is that it's systemic and therefore no one's really responsible. If the system is to blame, then you fund a bunch of nonprofits that don't do anything besides give jobs to underqualified radicals. The reality is that the gross majority of violent crimes is committed by a very small group of people and we should be throwing them in prison. Elon said, yes, what it comes down to is this. Do you have more sympathy for those highly likely to commit murder or more for those at risk of being murdered? If the former, you are a disgusting human being, and yet so many on the radical left choose this. Eric Doherty posted, breaking, North Carolina members of Congress are pushing to remove from office Judge Teresa Stokes, who was behind the release of the murderer of Irina Zarudzka. This person has no business being in any position of power ever again. Hold her accountable.
And Elon said, remove her from office and the chain of people that put her in a position of authority.
Egan McCabe says, I'm offering $500,000 in $10,000 grants to paint murals of the face of Irina Zarudzka in prominent U.S. city locations.
Elon said, I will contribute $1 million.
It should not be vastly easier to become licensed as a judge than licensed as a barber. Andy Ngo said, by every metric, the killing of the young woman in Charlotte, North Carolina was more brutal than George Floyd's death. She was not a violent felon, nor in the act of committing more crimes when she suddenly found herself bleeding out on a train following a knife attack from behind. But politicians won't respond with urgency because they know those outraged won't kill, burn down neighborhoods, occupy entire areas, and rampage like those on the left did in 2020.
Elon says they don't understand what's coming, but they will. Time for massive change in America.
Benny Johnson says, and there you have it, $3.3 million from left-wing NGO, the MacArthur Foundation, went to Mecklenburg County to reduce the jail population, the very county that released career criminal DeCarlos Brown 14 times. Insane. Follow the money. Democrats want criminals on the loose.
And Elon said those NGOs should be sued into oblivion and their boards of directors ostracized from society. Yeah, so the murderer had been arrested 14 times. 14 times. I don't know how many times you've been arrested. Most people that I meet have not been arrested at all.
The last time he was arrested, the judge said that he just had to sign something saying he wouldn't do it again. I mean, it's just it's getting to the level of ridiculous. Philosophy Cat said, I'm now seeing boomers on Facebook sharing the Irina Zarudzka story. That's how you know it's broken containment. And that was reposted from Elon. American AF says America needs more men like this. And that's Daniel Penny.
Daniel Penny, by the way, was
prosecuted for saving the lives of people on a train, much like
in a very similar situation. And Elon said, yes.
Jerry Kaufman says America is going to be dealing with the problem of criminal loving judges for a generation. Because if we look here on these charts, many people were appointed to be judges by a Biden administration that probably shouldn't be judges.
And Elon says they can and will be impeached.
Cremieux says a 10-strike law preventing people from leaving prison after that many violent crime convictions would reduce period violent crime by 20%. 5 strikes would cut violent crime by 40%. 3 strikes would halve the violent crime. 2 strikes would remove 2/3 of violent crime.
Elon said a second conviction for aggravated violent crime should get life imprisonment.
Sean McGuire said the left lectured us for the last decade about the dangers of violence from the right. From the assassination attempts of President Trump to Brian Thompson, the United Healthcare CEO being murdered, now to Charlie Kirk, the danger was actually on the left.
And Elon said the left is the party of murder.
William Wolfe says this gets even worse when you consider that Charlie Kirk, more than anyone else in America on the right or the left, built his platform making a good faith effort to model civil political discourse and debate in the public square.
And J.D. Vance responded, this is such a good point. If you actually watch Charlie's events, as opposed to the fake summaries, they are one of the few places with open and honest dialogue between left and right. He would answer any question and talk to everyone.
Elon said, if they won't leave us in peace, then our choice is fight or die. Murray Hill Guy says, I just left my office because a liberal female co-worker was cheering about Charlie Kirk being shot and said, hope he's dead. How is that okay to even say out loud at work or anywhere? So now it's normal to celebrate shootings just because it's political? Disgusting.
And Elon said, ostracize anyone who is this evil and tell them so to their face. And I will tell you to your face if you want to go in the comment section. I won't delete any comments. I'd rather prefer to see what people say. You can absolutely disagree with Charlie Kirk politically. You can say that you disagreed with everything that he had to say. And I'm not going to be upset about that one iota. But if you celebrate his death, I have nothing to say to you. And I'll go through the comments and I'll read who you are and I'll remember.
Alexandra Mertz, Tesla boomer mama, she said, below in the lower part, you see Tesla's expenses for Elon's security in the 14 months from January of 24 through February of 25, $3.3 million. That's $235,000 a month. Tesla and the board, can you please increase this drastically? We wrote you a shareholder letter more than a year ago.
And Elon said, definitely need to enhance security. Yeah, $235,000 a month sounds like a lot until you realize what you're going to be paying security people and that Elon exists every single day. That's not anywhere close to the amount that we need to be spending on keeping him safe in this political climate. I don't think that this, I don't think that anyone thought that anyone should be spending this much on security a few years ago.
Tim Urban says, every post on Blue Sky is celebrating the assassination. Such unbelievably sick people.
Elon says, shows what we're dealing with. Evil people. They are celebrating cold-blooded murder.
Luke Leisher says, I'm probably going to get much more political after avoiding it for many months. It's fundamentally impossible to explore the stars if the country that is supposed to explore them is falling right before our eyes.
And Elon said, exactly.
Elon says, we've open-sourced the X algorithm, not because we think it's smart, but to show its many flaws. Every week, we try to make it better, not always succeeding, but to be as transparent as we are with community notes. Like democracy, it's the worst algorithm, except for all the others. Thank you for joining us today, everybody. Hopefully tomorrow will bring a brighter day, and we will see you again on Sunday.
Now you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.